Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Hi, welcome to Optimize My Life Radio, the perfect place to find tips, tricks, and other resources to make your life better. From entrepreneurs to lifestyle experts and everyday people like you, each episode will bring you inspiring stories, practical advice, and resources to help you maximize your time, your energy, and your resources. We offer hope where there is hope. There is freedom. Our founder, Joel Griffin, also established the Hope Collection, a not-for-profit organization that sponsors Optimize My Life radio show through programs. It supports areas of faith, family, food, housing, wellness, energy, arts and education, giving thousands of people the opportunity to help better their lives. Our motto is helping others by helping them to help others, creating a ripple effect and a positive change. Calm down, 1 minute. Yeah. I'd like to... Welcome our guest today in the continuation of our show on Monday. April, how are you doing?
I am doing so well. How are you guys doing?
Doing phenomenal. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself for people who didn't get to hear what you do on Monday?
Yeah, sure. So as said on Monday, I am a certified nutritionist and 3-time award-winning author. And I educate and empower type 2 diabetics to live with their diagnosis sans harsh restriction. Anybody there? Looks like there's some technical difficulties.
Sorry about that. As everybody knows, and our regular guests, that I do have 2 children. Both are special needs, and my son's autistic. So sometimes he will have a issue and meltdown, and I have to run and calm him quick, and then we keep going.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
That's the great part of what we do in our show is that things happen and we just keep going and we deal with the situation as they arise. And, you know, family is so important. So
exactly.
And that is the hard part about what we do is just managing to juggle life, family, work, everything that happens in between.
Exactly. It's like we're both running a little behind today. So, because, you know, life happens and it's all about how you handle it.
That's it. And, you know, staying calm is the best and the hardest thing to do until you just learn to just breathe.
Exactly. Just breathe and everything will be fine. I'm a big believer in hypno-breath work, so, and I tell you that stuff works, and especially if you're into manifestation like I am, it is the perfect tool to get what you want in your favor.
You know, I'm actually a certified hypnotherapist.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I
started out learning what it was and how to do it back when Marissa Pierce first started.
Uh-huh.
And then because I thought it was a way to unlock and help my kids. Well, then you find
Amazing.
Out you can't actually hypnotize autistic kids and a lot of kids because of the way that their brains work, but there's a loophole
mm-hmm.
in the system. And what I found and what
wow.
I do is I create story scripts with music.
Yeah.
And I play them at night as they go to bed. So it helps calm
That's
them
awesome.
Down and does a lot of the programming work.
How fun is that? Wow. So what's the loophole? I'm curious.
Is instead of directly hypnotizing them like you would normally do it, where you have them come back and do the visualizations, you do it in a form of a bedtime story. So as they're listening and you're talking, when I do it for families, I have the parents record their own voice and doing these tests.
Right.
And so you're
gotcha.
Basically what you're doing is you're just telling them a story in a form of hypnosis to get them to calm and relax, open up their minds, and using that story to work with the wiring and manifestations and all the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Wow, that's amazing.
But it's a lot of the little tricks I've learned along the way in what I do.
Yeah, yeah, I totally get it.
You know, we talked a lot on Monday about food. And
we did.
Ways to use colors and alternative ways to make things healthier so you're not living without.
Right.
Today, I'd like to talk a little more about, instead of the actual food portion of it, the mindset portion of it.
Yes. Yes, the mindset. So, yes. So what I do with my clients is I really just work with the mindset first before we do anything like health-related or nutrition-related. And so the main Sorry, I'm getting notifications on notifications, but regardless, I always believe that it's confidence and intelligence, emotional intelligence that create emotional resilience to optimize. And together, that's all called Cicero. So for those of you who don't know me, I am a huge freak about philosophy and all the esoteric stuff. So, yeah, that's me.
Well, you know, when you go and look back, you know, and this is really kind of, and I'm a nerd when it comes to history and things because I believe that we have a lot to learn from our past.
Right.
And you look back, even like Socrates and Plato times, Egyptians, they knew so much more than what we know today. And they didn't
exactly.
have all the cool technology and all these machines to do it for them.
Yeah, yeah, basically. And, yeah, because I remember when I was learning the history of math. And Plato, I forget what he invented exactly, but I remember learning all these things and, like, the creation of the number system. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And like, people really look to, like, you know, the Europeans such as, the early Europeans such as, like, you know, and I'm not discrediting them in any way, shape, or form, but, you know, Leonardo da Vinci, who's an absolute genius, and, let's see, Galileo, who was more into, like, the science aspect of things, Isaac Newton, and, you know, people often credit the Renaissance more than anything else. However, that more so stemmed out of the Dark Ages and when everything had to be, like, a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, and you look at healing. You know, you look back
yeah.
at the Dark Ages. They used food or herbs to heal everything.
Right.
Well, it's like me and my husband were talking today, you know, and I use a lot of the natural remedies, you know, for ear infections,
oh, yeah.
You use a little bit of rubbing alcohol with some vinegar, and it cures it up. You know, you gargle with salt water, or you soak your injuries in salt water to help alleviate or release the infection in it. You know, things like that, that, you know, my grandma passed down to me, that her family's passed down, you know, from generation to generation, that we don't do anymore. We automatically go to prescriptions or antibiotics or ointments.
Yeah, that's
Mary,
true.
Mary, have you guys ever heard of a guy named Imhotep?
He was
an
Egyptian pharaoh.
The first doctor in the world who had over 2,000 municipal healings for the human body before the birth of Christ. And then again, you start to understand too now, you guys talking about starting with the mental part of it, and just, Mary says, just breathe. Do you know that probably 70% of America doesn't breathe properly? You're supposed to inhale through your nose and exhale out your mouth, but most people breathe in their mouth and back out their mouth. So the lungs never get the proper exercise that it needs in order for you to be able to stay detoxed and unstressed. I remember way back when I had the privilege of delivering both of my sons, and I was in Lamont's class with the pillow between my knees and learning how to breathe and relax and let your head back and do the neck stretch and exercises. Y'all know the routine. But at that time, I never stopped doing it. Ever since I delivered my sons, I do it every morning, every night, and sometimes when I get stressed in the middle of the afternoon, I take the time to breathe. Breathe in, exhale. Breathe in, exhale. And then all of a sudden your mind clears, and then I start to understand Einstein was one of those breathing people. He says your imagination is a preview for the coming attractions in your life. Now think about that for a minute. Pre means before. View means to see. You relax. I see it in my mind's eyes, my grandmama used to say, and as we was being motivated in school, April, they used to say, if a man can conceive it, then you can achieve it. So that's where we are, but people do have to push the refresh, renew, re-energize button on your thoughts, because I start to ask somebody every day, what are you saying to you about you? Because regardless on whether you say you can, you're right. If you say you cannot, you're absolutely right. What are you saying to you about you in the process of you just relaxing and breathing?
Yeah. So, you raise a good point about how if a man can achieve it, then it's possible, basically. And the same thing goes for women and obviously all genders, of course. But, this is the thing I always believe in manifestation, is that anything is possible. And I actually did like this whole motivational speech on TikTok yesterday. It was basically like, you know, don't be afraid to dream big and like give yourself permission to live the best life possible. And that's true when you're diabetic. Like when I was like on my, my bed, I was just thinking like, you know, I could complain and moan about this all I want. However, there is the inevitable option to do something about it, to optimize your well-being. And that is true on so many levels, even when it comes to things like entrepreneurship. And it's a universal concept, really.
It is. I have a sign that I found at a garage sale this summer that I have on my desk to remind me. It says innovation. The best way to predict the future is to create it.
Exactly. And I'm looking at this Marianne Williamson quote that I actually, drew onto this piece of canvas that I had lying around. It's like, we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? And then she goes on saying like, oh, we're children of God and like all that stuff. But this part of the quote is the most important.
And it is, you know, get away from a little bit of nutrition here, though. And that's the problem we have today, is that we're creating a generation of kids that we're not lifting them up. We're
exactly.
suppressing them and holding them down because we are so afraid to put them into a category or a gender where they're not learning who they are, and it's okay to be that unique. You know, I always think back to the 80s and like the Punky Brewster. The mute country boy for a minute there. You know, it was all about the 80s and the early 90s was all about standing out, being who you are.
Yeah.
And now we're back to where we have to fit into a category or by not fitting into a category. And we're not teaching the identity.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm kind of going back to nutrition a little bit. I did say on Monday that I was like, I used to be in a vicious cycle of eating disorders. Like first I was, I was called pregnant by my male classmates for having a little extra baby fat. And that really triggered like, I gotta eat healthy. And then I remember one summer before sixth grade, before middle school started, I said to my mom, like, hey, I'm starting to get a little thinner. And she's like, you don't have to worry about that. And it's part of this whole vicious cycle of society that we have. And, you know, you look at celebrities like Britney Spears and the late Brittany Murphy, and they went through similar situations of which, you know, it was like, as Britney Spears quotes in her song, Piece of Me, I'm Mrs. Too, she's too big now, she's too thin. Like, she, like, celebrities get critiqued all the time. It's like first, like, oh, like, I'm being me, and I'm too, and the media is telling me I'm too fat. And then it's like, I'm not being me, and then, like, and I'm too, and the media saying is I'm too skinny. Or, and, like, they make up these really disgusting rumors that they're going through, like, you know, substance abuse, which probably isn't true. You know, it can happen. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. but really they have so much pressure by the media to just fit their standards and to really just, get these movie parts, get these shows that they have to perform at, you know?
Kelly Clarkson's a perfect example of that too, Jessica Simpson. You know, became who they were, and they died and lived miserably because they could only eat certain things, and they were told they had to look a certain way. And finally, they both came out and said, this is who I am. This is how I am. Just deal with it. Leave me the heck alone.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny. I always believe that everything has momentum and energy, but my mom actually says, like, you can't have a relationship with things like food or money because they don't really expend energy. And, like, if you look at food, it's like food doesn't give a you-know-what. But, like, everything has energy. Everything from, like, the clothes you wear to the food you put in your body. I mean, think about food and how it makes you feel. I mean, if you're eating, like, say – and I'm not bashing this brand, but Lucky Charms. And Lucky Charms, like, has a lot of sugar, has a lot of carbohydrates. And as you know, the carbohydrates turn into glucose, and your body's just trying to metabolize it, and it just takes so much energy, and you end up feeling, like, dead tired, and you just want to sleep. And whereas if you're drinking, say, a protein shake or anything, like, meaty or anything, just essentially with protein, it's going to give you that energy to, like, keep going throughout your day.
Right. You know, and the problem I have with a lot of this stuff is that a lot of parents put their kids on the same diet they're on. So a lot of these kids
exactly.
are not getting real milk. They're getting, you know, almond milk or coconut milk. They're not getting, you know, the fat that they need as kids, because all kids need fat.
Yeah. Everyone
they
needs
need
fat
meat.
Because, like, yeah. Yeah, you need fat in general because it's like, and here's a little nutrition hack. Like, don't buy anything that's fat-free because what food manufacturers do for fat-free foods is that they replace the fat with just a crap ton of sugar. And it's the sugar that will not kill you, but it's bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of those fake sugars are cause cancer.
I don't like to use Splenda, so I'm a huge fan of stevia, which derives mm-hmm. from the stevia leaf, and that's like the ultimate, and this is another diabetic hack. It's the...
But it's not fake sugar, it's actually diabetic. Sugar.
Yes and no. I mean, I wouldn't say it's actual sugar, but it's like,
It doesn't come from a factory. It comes from an actual.
Yeah, it comes from a plant.
But that's what I mean. I mean, so a lot of our sugars we have come from factories. You know, it's like
right.
margarine, for instance. You know, that margarine
yeah.
is one molecule away from being plastic. It was
exactly.
originally designed and made and invented during the Depression to fatten up
mm-hmm.
chickens and turkeys. So that you wouldn't need as many to go around and feed your family. They
exactly.
wouldn't eat it. The animals refused, and they turned around and marketed it to humans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I totally believe that. And it's funny because I was actually in high school, I did this what they called the senior symposium. And my history symposium was all about blood transfusions. And what interested me is the constant testing on animals. And, yeah, that part just fascinates me a lot because the first ever blood transfusion that was ever performed was on a sheep. And it's actually a really cool history. I mean, I wish I remembered more than half of it, but... yeah, it was just really, people don't realize that science is really, you know, it's not only fascinating, but it's also the fundament of life.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people forget where we come from. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, and I'm hosting the show tomorrow for Bob. But, you know, there's so many aspects that we don't take, we take for granted every day that we need to come and bring back and teach our kids.
Yeah.
And follow our gut. You know, it's like
exactly.
the whole thing, you know, for the longest time, your melatonin and serotonin levels were considered to be only in your brain. And they found out
yeah.
that all this stuff is more in your gut than anywhere else.
Exactly. Hippocrates, the founder of all things medicine and philosopher of medicine, actually said all disease begins in the gut. And that's no lie whatsoever. That's not some, like, woo-woo philosophy, but, like, it's true. Like, it's not something that's made up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you think about it, when it comes to diabetes, like really that stuff really begins in your, you know, gut microbiome. And, well, probably not the microbiome, but the pancreas in itself, when your pancreas just stops producing insulin, I'm talking about what I went through almost a year ago, and this is the month where it happened, February, and, hard to believe that's February too. Wow. And but anyway, I remember learning about diabetic ketoacidosis because that's what I had. And when your body is in DKA, it is basically just when your body just stops producing insulin and your body is just running on acid. And not to be gross or anything, but when I was throwing up profusely that night on Valentine's Day, my bile was black. I don't know what made it black, but probably because my body was running on acid.
It is. It's when your stomach acid, basically, people who have ulcers have the same problem. But here's a cool, interesting fact, is that diabetes has been talked about since the Egyptians. They have
found... Really? I didn't know that.
Era.
Oh, wow.
Talking about it. And it goes even back to the ancient Indians and the Chinese.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's funny, because I actually just signed up for a diabetes and nutrition CME course for CME. That's continuing medical education, which I'm extremely proud to get on top of my Stanford education. And I signed up for that because I just really want to learn more. Like, I'm constantly learning. I'm a forever student. And again, like I said on Monday, I believe in big dreams. So you never stop learning. What's that?
I said, make sure and call me after the call. I'll give you 20 years worth of cliff notes.
Love that. I'll take it.
But like the Egyptians, they used to treat, it was more common in women than it was men back then. And they used to treat it with herbs.
Wow, that's actually quite true, because if you think about it, you know, gestational diabetes is kind of like type 2. I mean, it's basically how you're living your life during your pregnancy. And the one thing about it is that it seems to be hereditary. And
yep.
I know that... because, like, my aunt, she had gestational diabetes with two of my cousins. And then my cousin wound up having gestational diabetes with her son. And then my other cousin, her sister, actually had gestational diabetes with her daughter. And so I couldn't help but wonder, like, wow, this is almost like, it's like, why are women being victimized for this? I mean, I don't want to say that in general, but, like, it's true, especially in the most recent months where, like, Roe v. Wade was overturned and, you know, in certain states. And it's just, like, and we're getting a little off topic, but that's my little feminist rant.
Well, you know, there are a lot of reasons why women get gestational diabetes. One, it has to do with your weight gain or lack of weight gain.
Yeah.
But it's also to do with your morning sickness, because a lot of people who suffer high morning sickness or sick all the time tend to get it more than people who don't have the issue, because you're not absorbing all the nutrients you need.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I've never been pregnant, but I never knew that. So again, you're always learning. So
I researched it and went through it when I was pregnant with my son. I ended up getting it.
Aw.
So trying to figure out what caused it, because diabetes runs high in my family, but so does overweight.
Oh, really? Right.
Oh,
so, yeah.
And I learned, and I knew that, you know, if you get it when you're pregnant, your chance of developing it later on in life increases.
Right. Yeah, I was actually talking to someone who is actually going to be on my podcast in just a couple of months, but she actually is, she's of the African-American descent, and and she was talking about how, you know, she got gestational diabetes with her kid, and how some members of her family had type 2 diabetes, and she told me that it's actually a huge generational factor because, you know, in the African-American descent and then that culture, like, you're basically conditioned to eat certain foods, and it really all depends on your family background as well, so.
But that's one of the reasons why I can so relate to what you're saying, April, because my grandmother, my great-great-grandmother was a midwife. And I just happened to be an aquaponic-born baby, born underwater in a big, giant wash tub in the northeast Georgia mountains. But again, what you talked about as far as your diet, it still comes back. They used to always say it in old school, you are what you eat. We didn't have a clue on what they was talking about. But if you want to be healthy and you're eating unhealthy foods, and then that wife of mine was married to Coca-Cola, and I'm not trying to belittle them, for 42 years, marketing Coca-Cola, the number one sugar carrier on the planet, sodas.
Yep.
So we understood being able to say, I have a friend of mine, my grandmama used to say, anything, too much of anything good is not good for you. And again, I could, being a product brand specialist and knowing how to read the labels and interpret that word that you don't have a clue on what it means. But if you understand, even Coca-Cola back then, the main ingredient in the Coca-Cola was a little seed called a Coca-Cola bees, which is cocaine. That was the base. And then they boost it with something called caffeine. And then they help it out, bringing its Siamese twin cousin in, call it sugar. So now you want to know why our bodies are not doing what they said it was doing? Again, us old country people, 90% of the food that I eat now, I grow. I have 42 acres in the mountain. I'm teaching people how to grow in their backyard. They're creating their own. And Mary and I just had this conversation yesterday on how much food you can grow in an aquarium, how much food you can grow on the little flower pots as you set them out on your little back deck. Your body appreciates all those types of things. And then when you start to work with people like Dr. Marilyn Johnson Khandwani, who's a holistic healer, and believes in the land and the soil, and the soil conservation people tell you this is what you need to do, and here turns the curveball. Everybody's DNA is so uniquely different. Everything that works for you may not work for everyone. I can eat 6,000 calories, and my dessert last night consisted of red velvet cake, had two scoops of strawberry ice cream, a leftover piece of pecan pie, and then I'll come back later. But now I'm not telling everybody this, but look, my body can naturally burn up sugar. I remember 5 years I used to run off of sugar. But now if anybody wants to live a long time, balance, there's a certain thing that you need to have in your diet, and your body's not going to perform and do what it needs to do if you don't give it the proper minerals that it needs. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And another thing that kind of has to go, you know, into that is the fact that, you know, it's all about what you feed your brain as well. And this goes back to the mindset portion of it. It's like kind of training your brain on what it is you, I don't want to say should and should not eat, but like, here's the thing. And I was on a podcast yesterday talking about this. It's like, you know, hunger is the physical need for food. Meanwhile, cravings are just the, you know, psychological want for food. It's like you could smell, say, I don't know, a bagel and be like, oh, I really want that. God, that smells so good. I just want it. But do you really need it? And I'm not telling anyone to like not eat bagels, of course, but because I love bagels even as a diabetic. But I really, you know, I educate people on these things as well as a nutritionist. So.
Oh, and the line just got quiet.
Yeah, the line got quiet. I was like, wait, what happened?
Doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, I guess I gave someone something to think about.
Always. You know, and that's the one thing about our shows that, you know, I absolutely love is that we focus, we talk about the problems. We talk about, you know, issues that affect you in your life, but we focus on ways to help you resolve those issues, how to move forward. Because the only way you can fix the problems is find ways to fix it and not sit there and complain about
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and talking about it. And it's like what I said earlier. It's like you can complain and moan about anything all you want, but here's the thing. You got to do something about it. You know, talk about it, research it, do whatever it takes, consume mass amounts of literature. Just do what you got to do.
Just make sure the literature is coming from reputable sources and not just something you read on the internet.
Exactly.
Oh, and then, and two, I used to do and participate. I got some. I'm self-employed for the last 46 years, so I've just kind of been a spoiled brat all my life. I do what I want when I want, and anytime people want me to do stuff, I would always be the one that would show up first. And most of the time I got volunteers for stuff that I didn't even know I got volunteered for. They go, oh, call Country Boy, he'll do it. April, call Country Boy, he'll try your new zucchini bread. You know what I'm saying? But when I was hearing you, when you said just now, it all starts in the mind. The most powerful force in the universe is the power of the human mind. First thing I said today is, so is a man thinker, so is he. One of the surveys that we did, we surveyed and did a bunch of interviews with people that call themselves vegetarians. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Okay, I'm not pointing you out, but y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
One of the reasons vegetarians are healthier than most people in America is they made a choice, a mindset choice. It said, step one, I'm not going to eat red meat anymore. I didn't tell you not to eat red meat. I just had a T-bone steak the other night. It may not work for you. It may work for her. But what my point being is, they decided before the journey that they was going to do the journey, and here's certain rules and guidelines, diabetes. I'm not going to have all that sugar. I didn't say that I couldn't have any sugar, because even diabetics need sugar. There's good sugar and there's bad sugar. I'll just throw a curveball. Good sugar, honey. Good sugar, honey. Yeah, y'all get that later when Valentine's Day rolls around. But let me tell you, that love that they give you that comes in a box of chocolates, that's not love. That's going to drive your sugar balance over the charts, and you're going to spend the next 30 to 45 days trying to figure out what happened. Stay away from that sugar that's not good for you. So it's, remember I said earlier, whatever a man eats, when I say man, man has no gender. Y'all understand that.
Right,
we're equal in function. We're equal in essence. We're just different in function. But when we start talking about, here's the last one. If I'd only knew then what I know now, now that you know better, you can do better. That's why Joel Griffin, with his infinite wisdom, 14 plus years ago, started this show. He says, we care, y'all. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to stay healthy and live a long, happy life. That's why I said Monday through Friday, and now moved into Saturday, we serve up hope for lunch. It tastes great. And it's spiritually fulfilling. Whatever's inside of you is for you, and what comes out of you is for everybody else. And that's why Mary flipped the channel and says, we want to help you take care of you. We want you to be healthy so you can be what Country Boy translates as it's a blessing to be. April, thank you for showing up, sweetie, because you're 2B. You cannot just be like Nike and says, just do it. People don't know what to do now. April can say, been there, done that, worked for me. It probably worked for you. Let me show you this is how you do it. Thank you, April, for being on our show, sweetie. Back to you.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. That is so true. And, yeah, what's true is what you said about, like, every ounce of DNA being different for everybody. And like you said, I, you know, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, involuntarily, of course. But you know what? I learned so much about, you know, healthy eating, and I'm able to educate others on that as well, and be able to use, like, my social media platforms for that and such. And, you know, it's really a rewarding experience.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say real quickly, April, again, been there, done that. You remember it says somewhere in that little book, wherever you're weak, I am strong. And what happens in the process, it's a journey that we all must go through. But sometimes the journey doesn't really begin until you don't know what to do. So if you got sort of like, I tried this and I tried that and it didn't work, and oh, I can't, I hate that. Don't tell yourself that. You will throw yourself a mind block. We're prisoners locked up in our own minds using ignorance as an excuse to keep us blind. Life is nothing but a series of choices that we make. Sometimes we try things that doesn't work. Mary reminds us, just because you tried it, oh, come back to elementary school now. If you first don't succeed, try again. Look, you guys, we new age, new time, new season. Whatever's behind you, what didn't work, there's nothing that you can do to go back and change your past. They say we're living for today. And we're not promised tomorrow. We're living for today. We're not promised tomorrow. Now is the only thing that any of us really have. I get real tickled when I say those reality shows, and I don't really get in confrontations, but I'm pretty good at debating. And they told me about the reality show. So if you just blink, if you just took a breath, I guarantee you that 10 seconds later, you can't prove to me what you just saw even existed. That breath that you just took, yes. Do you want to take your next breath? Then this is what you need to do. If whatever you've been doing didn't work, I never in my whole life of teaching, instructing, and guiding people have I called anybody stupid. But they said, if you want to continue getting what you've been getting, continue to do what you've been doing. In order to get different results, you have to have a mindset change. So if you're listening in, I don't care what media you're listening in, that means that we're talking to you. Did you miss it earlier when I said we care enough to share enough information with you? We're talking to you now. So we want to know. Mary's going to tell you guys before the show is over what you need to do to just log in. Lynn Cain, if he was here, he would remind you that we're really not trying to sell you nothing. We just want you to be able to be in a position to where whatever you didn't know, you can grow in the areas. What didn't work, we'll get rid of it and trim it away, and we're going to push the refresh, renew button, because we're into a new year, 2023. This is truly your year. Back to you.
Speaking of which, let's talk about what's coming up next week. We are launching two new shows in the morning. Mondays.
Yes, we are.
Mondays is all about family and health and nutrition and how you can get your kids to eat things, how you're struggling with your mind and your body. There'll be tips, tricks, and ways we can do that. And Wednesday, April, you want to talk about that one?
Yes. So that is going to be Well by April. And by April, obviously, it's me. And and I will be talking about diabetes and nutrition in and of itself, so different topics every week. So be sure to tune in. If you're on the Eastern Central Time, Eastern Standard Time, so Eastern Time, it will be on at 8:30 a.m., so it'll be a little coffee chat and a little coffee talk, so to speak, like agape lattes we do at Boston College. Shout out to BC, by the way, and also shout out to Mount Alvernia, which is my high school. So.
And April, I want to know if I could get you and Mary to extend a special invitation to our listeners, because over here at the Hope Foundation, we have a little saying, help people so they can help other people. My acronym for HOPE is help one person every day. This is not really what we would call a personal challenge, but I sing songs in my head sometimes. I just call to say I love you. And for those people out there that's practicing loving and loving better by doing unto others before they do unto you, because when you give some love, some hope, that's what we're doing, and some kindness away, it eventually come back right back to you. Now, I said all of that just to say this. We want you to invite somebody. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Have you ever invited somebody to go somewhere with you, Mary, and they didn't show up?
All the time. It drives me nuts.
Okay. Have you ever invited somebody to go somewhere with you and you went by and picked them up and took them with you, three-wayed them in? Oh, I forgot to tell you about technology. It's called a three-way. So if I get you on the call, April, and say, listen, Mary's got a show that comes on noon, well, you're going to be doing great. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to call you about 3 minutes till, and you and I are going to talk about this diabetes thing that we've been trying to kick together. Did y'all pick up what I just put down? Bring somebody with you. There's somebody, friend, family, neighbor that you know that's been suffering and fighting with this little thing that we already know what to do. I told you earlier, you know better, you can do better. So it's not just about you. It's about somebody that you say you love.
Exactly.
Think about it. Just make you go,
There, do you like that?
Oh, each one teach one, y'all know. wait, here's the last one for real. For y'all that tuned in late, here's Country Boys Elementary first cliff note. Lynn Kane, Golden Rule Society, cliff notes. Treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Ron Clayton, interpretation. Hope for you. That's what we call it. Hope for you. Boy, y'all listening now. I'm getting you now. Watch this one. Here comes the curveball. It's a blessing to be. Oh, man, I stole that from Shakespeare, but he gave it to Hamlet, and Hamlet gave it to you. To be or not.
To be or not to be.
That really is the question. Are you to be a blessing to somebody? What your name is? April?
Yes.
Is that why you showed up? It ain't just about you anymore. It's bigger than you. We love you.
Oh, you
wow. So bring somebody with you, guys. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared to invite somebody to listen in and tell them they might want to just have something that they can jot some notes down on. Because I got to start April, but I know we're running out of time. People are going to want to talk to you. They're going to want to talk to Mary. They're going to know how to log in and get connected. Let me mute my phone. Mary, back over to you, sweetie.
So you can reach us at optimizemylife.info's website. You can also reach us on Optimize My Life on social media, and we have a Facebook group, Optimize My Life Facebook group. You can reach us any, all those ways.
Yes,
and go ahead.
And sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But if you want to talk to me personally, my Instagram is Be Well by April, all one word. You'll recognize me. You know, I'm a redhead, so totally unrelated, but it's true. It's my trademark.
April, don't try to sneak it by us by talking so fast and ain't nobody understand what you just said. There's some Instagram folks, there's some OGs out there. You need to say it a little bit slower, baby, so we can write.
Oh, how about this? There will be links to April's Instagram page on this site and on our social media.
So that's
so
Be Well April?
Be Well by April.
Be Well by. See, country folks like that would have missed that by.
Exactly.
Be Well
yeah,
by.
Yeah, that's my
April.
Fault. My fault.
No, I'm just playing with you. Be Well by April.
Yes.
See, we can find you now. You can't hide.
Yeah, I can't hide. I've been the public eye for who knows how long since I've been an influencer.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll give you 2 seconds. My brain doesn't work that fast.
So, Mary, again, last one, you
yes,
guys.
Yes, sir.
Ron always shows up like Superman. We do look at hope from a lot of different angles, you guys. We want you to be well. We want you to be more than well. And we want you to come on and join us with a wonderful story to tell. Oh, in the
mm-hmm.
South, they call that a testimony. Whatever you've been going through, struggling with your diabetes, it was just a test. It was just a test. Oh, and then see, when you get with April and get this new information and get some mindset changes and start to eat a little differently and start to exercise, what you're going to start to see is better results. Why? Because we want you to make the rest of your life the best of your life. We're calling
yep.
you out, all your friends, all your family, all your neighbors. We want every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl to come together. We're in the information stage. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power if you utilize it. So we want to
yep.
download some information into your spirit. When I said we serve up hope for lunch every day, it tastes great, spiritually fulfilling. We want to share with you. Go here. Click here. Put that off your diet. Mark that off. You can buy groceries over here. You can go to the farmer's market and get this. You can grow some plants in the flower pot. We can share with you all those things, but we want you to come on out from hiding, because regardless on where you are uniquely designed and crafted. There's only one of you. Ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do, and we're still honored and privileged just to be able to do anything with you, starting with your help. Thank you, Mary Stanley, sweetie, for having the spiritual insight to see that this is a message that America needs, not just to hear. I know you're here, but we want you to do something about your life. April, baby, I know that we're not going to let you go. We got you on the radar now. We got you a platform so people want to hear what you know, and we're wishing everybody a better life. Matter of fact, I'll close by saying we're not just wishing you to have a blessed and winning day. We want you to have a blessed and winning decade, because one good day won't be enough for you. Back to you, Mary.
So if you go to this page for the radio show, you will have a link to April's Instagram account, link to our Instagram account, and our Facebook group. So all I do is click on it, and there you go.
Yep, it's that easy.
It really is. And you can hear this on any major podcast platform. Just Optimize My Life. And that includes Amazon, Audible, Apple, Spotify, iTunes, Google, and many more that I don't even know exist, and I'm learning that one quick. So basically, you can listen to us anywhere just by searching Optimize My Life.
Sounds good, Mary.
Tomorrow's show, Bob is going to be busy, so he will not make the show. So I will be hosting, and we're going to talk about, we know where you are. Now, how do you get forward? How do you move forward in life? Well, the best way to move forward is to remember where you came from, learning about your family heritage and where your family came from, and remembering the obstacles in life. Coming up in February, it is Black History Month, so we're going to have a lot of different shows to highlight individuals from the past and the present that are shaping life in a positive light, including Country Boy, who's going to be on Monday's show, Hometown Heroes, and we're going to talk about what he does and his new company that he is bringing up. And I'm going to finish before you interrupt and change the subject. And he's going to talk about Money by Art and Three Chords.
No, Lady V just texted me. She sent me a link. I'm going to forward it to you. We just made international news. The city of Atlanta hired me to turn their water boys, the entrepreneurs, into businessmen. We got them off of the street corners, standing at the red light, selling water on the corner. Now they have their own lake location. It's nationwide. And now they have other big companies buying truckloads of water from them. These kids are owning their own business. Keep in mind, the water industry is something that I spent 30-something years of my life in. If you guys want to take a look at my water site, because I'm the only minority manufacturer of water in the southeastern United States. And now get this part. I custom designed bottled water labels for people. For the first time in the history of the world, water costs more than gasoline. There's an international water shortage going on right now. Fuji is the heavyweight champions in the world in the water industry. And based on the national competition, my water stands right next to Fuji's in line, which means I beat Aquafina, Deer Creek, and 28 other brand name companies, which y'all never heard of, AGEDelivers.com. Check out my website, because if you watch this, Mary, sounds like a commercial, because we're going to be coming to a church, a school, a college, a not-for-profit organization near you. If it's not optional on whether you drink water or not, it's only optional on where you buy your water from. So don't it only make sense that if the high school that you went to is going to be drinking water, that it would have their logo on it? Coworth, back to you, because it's Age Delivers, A-G-E, Delivers.com, water company, custom design bottled water. We'll be giving you guys more as we include that in our health and conversation as we talked about health on our other shows. Back to you, Mary.
And we'll talk more about that on Monday when Country Boy gets highlighted in Hometown Heroes. He gets a show all to himself to Monday.
Wow. I got a lot to say. Last one, Mary. My Fourth Amendment right says, they say he talks so much. Yes, because I have a lot to say. I gave up my right to remain silent because my granddaddy used to say, if you don't have nothing good to say, shut up, keep your mouth closed. Well, see, I have a right to remain silent, but I give up my right to remain silent because everything that I say and everything that I do can be and will be used to bless somebody. It truly is a blessing to be a blessing. Question for the day, are you to be or are you not to be?
And it's also how to be.
Correct. I love that. So we are out of time for today. And now it sounds like Country Boy gave me more work to do.
We all got work to do. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world, starting with you and starting with me.
Yep.
All right.
That's true.
Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, April.
Thank
so
you.
April will be a regular on the show Monday mornings at 8:30 Eastern time. That's correct, right? 8:30.
Yeah.
On Mondays
awesome.
And Wednesdays, and she is going to house on Wednesdays, and I'm just going to be along for the ride as her little sidekick.
Heck yeah!
It sounds better than coffee, April, on Monday morning, sweetie. We welcome you. We're so excited about having you. Thanks for joining us, babe.
I'm honored to be now talk show host. Wow. I didn't think I'd be adding that to my repertoire.
I didn't either when I started.
Well,
yeah.
Many are called and few are chosen. You are definitely, both of you ladies, you're definitely the chosen one for the generation because we do have a lot to share, a lot to share, a lot to share. So you guys start, go out today. Practice it. Keep in mind, practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better, whatever it is you do. So do unto others before they do unto you. Give some love, give some hope, and give some kindness away. Give some help tips away. Give some help tips away. And eventually that help tip that you give away will come right back your way. God bless you, April. God bless you, Mary. You guys have a blessed and winning day.
Thank
you,
guys.
And
appreciate you
Monday's
all.
Monday's the start of the new year and the new shows that are coming in little by little. So have a good day. Have a good week. I'll see you tomorrow when we talk about where you came from. And April, you're welcome to come on any day of the shows that you want to besides yours.
Sounds good.
And bring somebody with you.
Will do.
All right, Liz.
Bye for now.